Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it's here, Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical fair extravaganza at Chaise 710.
It's going to be fun to see how they work that big, big stage. I've seen shots of the pre-production. Costumes look very interesting. And the casting is so diverse. I love it.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot of our top-tier talent in this show as they can. I find that across the board, the Buffalo Theater community is like one extended acting ensemble. It's just how to schedule people is the challenge. They're there. You just need to schedule them. And Jesus Christ Superstar is a wonderful rock opera. And interestingly, kind of my entry into a fascination with dramaturgy. I had a remarkable junior high school, seventh grade music teacher who took us in through Jesus Christ Superstar, Fiddler on the Roof, leading up to Grace Bunbury as Carmen in Bizet's opera. And I just became fascinated by the structure of these musical shows. And Jesus Christ Superstar, that fascinatingly human portrayal of Jesus to a generation that had grown up on the Ten Commandments and the greatest story ever told and endless nun pictures. You know, up until then, the biggest musical of our time had been The Sound of Music. And that's Jesus Christ Superstar, which Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote with Tim Rice when he was, brace yourself, 22 years old.
I hate him. Well, that's how you get to be Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Right.
I'm picking up on the fact you talked about Buffalo is just one huge pool of acting talent. And we had some fun last weekend, Sunday night, as a matter of fact, with the Broadway Bucket List. It's the annual fundraiser for Second Generation. And various actors are invited to get on stage and sing songs, which they either love or they might never actually be cast. And it's just so good.
Well, this year was the best ever. This was really remarkable. In the past, I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do a bucket list song? I thought, oh, no, I'm not. Michelle Marie Roberts gets up there and teaches Emily Skinner how to sing a song she introduced. You know, Emily was not there, but Harold from The Full Monty, her rendition was just outrageous, just so wonderfully good. Bethany Moore coming and doing her little bucket list. I was very entertained when she came and she wanted to do Last Midnight from Into the Woods because she'd understudied the role but never got to go on. Do you know for whom she was the understudy?
I forget.
Two-time Tony Award winner Donna Murphy.
Oh, my.
She says she almost had to go on the opening night. Donna had fallen, and they told her, you're going to have to go on, and the New York Times will review you. And she said, please don't make me do that. Please don't make... Donna showed up. George Brown closing it out with Let Them Hear You, just amazing.
But one consistent, incredible presence through the whole evening was Joe Isgar at the piano.
Yes, he was the glue that held that together. And it was, I think, you know, could that fill Chaise 710? I look at these brilliant evenings like the Broadway Bucket List, the Second Generation does, but I also look at the Neglia Ballet Gala, which I think is a brilliant evening of ballet. And I think, wow, I wish more people took part in this. It is so wonderful.
You know, we could invite a celebrity to the Neglia Ballet Gala, Timothée Chalamet. Do you think he'd come?
I don't know if they could stand the competition. Timothée Chalamet, he did get sent up at
it. He did get his send up. But speaking of celebrities who probably should keep their mouth shut at certain times, J.K. Rowling, I understand, got into a lot of trouble recently. She had some thoughts which ultimately led to a play that's going to open soon.
Oh, it's not just recent. It's been ongoing. It's just like, J.K., just keep it to yourself. But yes, this does seem possibly... There are similarities in the new play by Drew Fornarola and Scott Elmgreen called The Laughing Troll Cafe, which Buffalo United Artists is doing. And in this, this woman is the most successful children's author of all time. And she's been enchanting children and with these magnificent, inventive characters. But in recent years, she's been tweeting and sparking some nasty backlash because of opinions that alienate her fans. So here she is in a northern London coffee shop, and her most famous characters embark on a desperate effort for an intervention to salvage not just her legacy crumbling from self-inflicted wounds, but their own as well, because she's taken them down with her. And so that's the plot of The Laughing Troll Cafe. And that will open next week on Friday. Lots of openings next week on Friday. So we will want to talk about those as they come up. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.